Harper and Harper Audio present Dead Below Deck by Jan Gengse. Performed by Emma Love. For my mom. The Escape's Itinerary. Day 1. Departure. Day 2. At sea. Swim, sun, chill. Day 3. Nassau, Bahamas. Place your bets. Day 4. Key West, Florida. Cheers to the sun. Day 5. Arrive at Grand Cayman. Breaking news alert. 4:16, 10:08 a.m. An unfolding tragedy at sea. We have just learned in an exclusive report that Giselle Haverford, the 18-year-old daughter of Senator and likely presidential candidate Robert Haverford, and stepdaughter of popular lifestyle blogger Brittany Michelle Haverford, has gone missing from the family yacht, The Escape. Giselle Haverford reportedly went overboard under suspicious circumstances late last night or early this morning after departing Key West, Florida. The yacht is currently en route to Grand Cayman, where our sources tell us at least one passenger is expected to be taken into custody. More on this story as it develops. Day 5, April 16th, late morning. Latitude, longitude, 19.952696, negative 82.953878, 80 nautical miles off the coast of Grand Cayman. What have I done?
Don't leave this room.
The first mate releases the arm he's been using to keep me steady on the long, vertigo-inducing walk back to my stateroom from the Escape's bridge, where I sat and listened in shock as Captain Hjelkrum radioed the Coast Guard to report Giselle overboard. Overboard? This can't be real, can it? My pounding hangover is suddenly gone, replaced by something else. Something far worse. Confusion, disbelief, horror. I nod, throat tight, doing my best to stay upright as the Haverford family's yacht thuds across the churning waves. I won't, I manage to croak out. Where would I go anyway? We're in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, miles from shore. There's nowhere to go except straight down into the water. I'm struck with a horrifying image of Giselle. Hair floating on the surface as she disappears beneath the dark waves, a slender hand reaching out and grasping the empty air for help that isn't coming. A memory? Or just my imagination? Does it even matter? Because Giselle is gone, and I'm to blame. My eyes well with tears. The first mate backs into the hallway with a sad shake of his head and clicks the door shut. An eerie silence fills the room, save for the sound of my ragged breathing. I am completely and utterly alone, trapped in a prison of my own making. I sink onto the edge of my bed, staring in disbelief at my trembling hands. Hands I thought I knew, pale and freckled, long fingers, thick like mom's, chewed down nails. I try to picture these hands placed squarely on Giselle's back, and I don't know what to think. What if they were right about me? What if I'll do anything to get what I want? The mahogany walls of my stateroom begin to close in around me like a fist squeezing shut. In less than 2 hours, we'll arrive in Grand Cayman, where Giselle's family and the police will be waiting. For me. I try my best to conjure up an image of what went down on the top deck last night. But there's nothing. Just a black hole where a memory should be. And a persistent, nagging guilt that chews at my core. An unspoken truth gnawing me from the inside out. We take a wave, hard, and the Egyptian cotton robe next to my bed sways ominously on its gold hook.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?